Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The second hour of this Wednesday, the second day of November 2005 edition. Paul Watson, with his biweekly report, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with the news and your calls. We were just talking to a caller at the end of the last hour who crunched some of the numbers on NAFTA, the NAFTA vote. When he said NAFTA, I would guess he doesn't mean the vote of 1994, but I would guess he means the vote of earlier this year for the expansion of NAFTA, that was CAFTA, which then leads into the free trade area of the Americas. But please elaborate for us, Joe.
Okay. Actually, I did go back to the 94 vote, and there were 61 people for, 38 nay, and one didn't vote. So what I did was I broke it up into three sections. The states that voted pure yes, states that voted purely no, and then states that one voted yes and one voted no. And I'm looking at the states that were Democrat that voted for it, supposed bastions of Democratic philosophy. And the people who voted for it were Massachusetts, Louisiana, Illinois, Connecticut, and Arkansas.
And where it's well known they have total election fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Total state-sponsored. I don't mean voter fraud, folks. I mean, you don't really have a chance to vote in those states.
Well, then I took a look at the other states that voted for it, and most of them were paired up Republican and Democrat. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I thought Bill Clinton was the Republican's enemy. So why are they voting for something that he's pushing?
Well, sir, it's the same on every major vote and almost every major issue. It's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, and I took a look at the states that voted no, and it's overwhelmingly Democrat. And it's like, again, if the Democrats are for something Clinton is pushing, then why are they voting against it?
Well, I mean, Chuckie Schumer and a bunch of other Democratic senators are going after Bush right now, but they almost outvoted the Republicans for the war, and then now they're just scoring political points. I mean, Chuckie Schumer knew that was fake intelligence. It had been in the news. It was all fake beforehand. Chuckie Schumer needs to get in trouble. They all need to get in trouble. You know, and meanwhile, Republicans will go, well, Schumer and Hillary voted for the war. That means it's okay. No, it isn't okay that you're all corrupt liars attacking innocent countries. It makes it even worse that both parties are engaged in this. You know, both parties are making money off the war. Both parties are, you know, leaders own stock with the defense contractors. You know, now it's come out that Michael Moore just doesn't own a few stocks with Halliburton and groups like Carlyle. Yeah. He owns massive stocks with them, and the little bastard knows it.
Well,
listen, I said 4 or 5 years ago, I said before 9/11, I said buy biometric stocks if you're evil and you don't care about making money off blood and Nazi-type activities. I said buy defense stocks when they were real low. Not that I'm a genius, it's common sense. I didn't go buy them. I don't care about making money, folks. I will not do immoral things for money, period. But Michael Moore will.
Well, what I was going to do is I was also going to allow the user to enter different numbers, like if they were to slant everything completely one way or the other, how would everything break down? Just put in the numbers for this Congress and see what the numbers for NAFTA would have been, things like that, you know, or put in a different bill altogether.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, sir, but if you want to do it...
Sure. I can put a small database in there and let things fall where they may, and if these people would have voted their conscience this way, how would this vote would have turned out?
Well, do me a favor. Go to prisonplanet.com where it says contact webmaster. That's the email to send it to. What, prisonplanet@hotmail.com.
All righty.
You bet. Paul checks that like 5 times a day. Thank you. We'll be right back with Paul Wattiewatt. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now into the second segment of this second hour, 8 minutes, 19 seconds in. And Paul Watson will now be joining us for much of the rest of the duration of the broadcast. We're going to be taking your calls. Ian, Sharon, and Sam, and Paul, and many others will be getting to your calls. Right now, we're going to be talking about new evidence of government complicity, just to the ever increasing mountain of evidence with the London bombings, and then also how right on time Al-Qaeda is threatening to attack Australia because the government's having trouble passing laws to literally turn the country into a total police state with absolutely no rights, no free speech. They've already gotten their guns, so first they take the guns, then comes the slavery part. Slaves can't own guns, folks. It's that simple. And we'll also get into the latest bird flu fear-mongering in the Western world, as well as in Asia, and also get into the deteriorating situation. Violence is now at all-time highs. 3 days ago, it was the third most dangerous month on record, but now with the new deaths racked up in the last 3 days, it is the most deadly month ever. So, or most deadly period. They're actually a year, excuse me, for the 2.5 years they've been there. I need to get my numbers out on that. But Paul Watson, good to have you on the air with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
Paul, there is a whole constellation of news and information to cover, but the first thing I want to get into is an article that you put together a few days ago, just chronicling a few of the high-powered whistleblowers and people that have been going public, from Ron Paul to Andres von Bulow to Michael Meacher to Paul Craig Roberts to Mr. Morgan Reynolds to Ray McGovern, the things they're saying. But you put it all together, all these analysts, all these congressmen, these doctors, these top-level members of parliaments, German defense ministers. I mean, these are serious brain power here, serious individuals coming to the exact same conclusions, Paul.
Well, yeah, the political heavyweights. As I made the point in the article, immediately after September 11th, you became a pariah if you spoke out against the administration. Cynthia McKinney was one of the first put to the sword for even saying that Bush had prior knowledge of 9/11. She was run out of office. Then as we moved into 2003, 2004, the soil was definitely more fertile because we had people like von Bulow coming out in Germany, former technology minister in Germany, Michael Meacher, former Blair environment minister, saying that the war on terrorism was bogus in an article for the London Guardian. Later on, after the London bombings, he said that that stunk to high heaven. Other people like David Shaler, obviously former MI5 agent, said that there's no other way that 9/11 could have happened without there being inside involvement. He also recently came out and said that he'd seen Blair's file at MI5, and he was an MI5 spy, spying on subversives within trade union organisations, things like that. So we have this cosy image in Britain of Blair being some radical university guy with a guitar. And in fact, he was in the pay of MI5 all along, so Shaler came out and said that. As you mentioned, Chief Economist for the Department of Labour, Morgan Reynolds, detailed analysis on the collapse of Building 7 that made waves a few months ago. George Galloway, who's a very high presence member of parliament here in the UK, he's always being attacked by the BBC, came out and said that there's a very real danger that elements within the state would carry out terror as a pretext to go into Iran or Syria. Ron Paul, as you mentioned, said that Bush administration response to Hurricane Katrina was basically about gun confiscation and getting people used to the idea of total state control in light of natural disasters. And then Ray McGovern, who briefed Bush 41 on a daily basis, added himself to that same list by saying that if there's some kind of provocation, big violent explosions, then we shouldn't believe the word of the masters there in Washington telling us who's behind them. So in light of this terror scare in Australia, that's exactly what they've been caught doing. They're trying to run through terrorism laws that include provisions whereby peaceful anti-war protesters could be jailed for 7 years under the language that they support the opposition of the Australian military, whoever that may be. That makes them terrorists. They're also talking about trying to allow overseas video evidence to be used in federal courts, which is basically a welcoming of evidence obtained under torture. Also, what MI5 in this country, in Britain, openly embraced last week, they said that they'll use evidence obtained by torture and treat it as reliable.
No one's really ever done that in modern time. Just come right out and admit they're torturing people and say, we'll use it, when all the textbooks, all the people that have engaged in torture, all that we know about it, says it's totally unreliable and you can't trust a government that'll do it.
Well, the Brits sent their own ambassador over to Uzbekistan, who said that, in effect, they were creating a false al-Qaeda presence by just randomly grabbing people, torturing them, forcing them into confessions, and that allowed the government of Uzbekistan to make a crackdown because the people were hoodwinked into believing that there was this al-Qaeda presence. Then the British government was handed this report and said that they would continue to use evidence obtained under torture by the government of Uzbekistan. They didn't care. So now,
but the British government will send people to prison who tortured if they get caught or don't have to take pictures, and our government will do it while it's publicly available information that our government ordered the torture. Then Bush says, I'm going to veto a law restricting torture. I'm for torture, but he doesn't go to prison, but he lets England and Grainer and others go to prison. I mean, it's insane. It's just obvious. It's ridiculous.
Well, in the press conference yesterday that Rumsfeld gave, they directly questioned him about the force-feeding torture now going on at Guantanamo Bay, sticking tubes the size of fingers down people's noses into their stomachs directly without anaesthetic or any proper surgical procedure. They're convulsing, spewing up blood, having fits. And Rumsfeld's answer to that was, well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't comment.
Well, that's what the Chinese do to the Falun Gong. You use a bigger tube, and they insert it and remove it over and over again, cramming it down your nose and down your esophagus into your gullet, and then they'll pour hot water down it, which is going on at Camp X-Ray, and people go, who cares? Torture them. They're Al-Qaeda. The government admits there's no Al-Qaeda, no Taliban of any level there. There's little goat herders they grabbed. Real Taliban and Al-Qaeda are CIA folks. They were loaded on planes and flown out to safety, and top generals have gone public discussing with that fact.
Yeah, and there's recently that PBS documentary confirming that Rick Baucus was fired because he refused to torture at Guantanamo Bay.
That's Brigadier General Rick Baucus. And then the same thing with another whistleblower. We just had the Brigadier General on, Janice Kulpinski, on the show. She wasn't even allowed in the wings, controlled by military intelligence and CIA. She'd complained about it, the fact that she wasn't allowed to have oversight, and so they tried to stick her with it, and then it's totally insane.
Yeah, now she's all over the place, pointing the finger directly at Rumsfeld for being the architect. You know, where are the indictments there? Where's the criminal proceedings there? There are
exactly.
None.
We have who's the head of law enforcement? We have Alberto Gonzalez that wrote the memo saying we can torture people to death. Just type Gonzalez memo in. You'll get Reuters, AP, CNN. You'll get copies of them. Okay, folks? Cops out there. Grand jurors driving around right now. District attorneys, whether you're listening in Chicago or in L.A. or whether you're listening in Austin, Texas. Hey, Ronnie Earl here in Austin, Texas, you want to indict people? We got a memo written by Gonzalez saying that to torture people to death. So you want to go after the attorney general, buddy. Go ahead, Paul.
And Guttalibi's replacement, was it Adlington? He was another author of the torture memo saying that the Geneva Convention was obsolete along with Gonzalez.
Well, look at who is now in control of all, quote, intelligence, domestic and international. It's Negroponte, who openly was the death squad architect. I mean, this guy's incredible.
Exactly. Now, I'm going back to the Australia situation. Basically, the Prime Minister, Howard, as happens in every case, is facing an uphill battle trying to justify these draconian laws. He's getting opposition from doctors, organisations, human rights, artists, musicians, TV personalities. So, surprise, surprise, what's in the news today? Australia receives threats of terror attack, Associated Press. Australian authorities have received specific intelligence, which they won't tell us, that terrorists are planning an attack on the country, Prime Minister John Howard said Wednesday, calling on lawmakers to increase the powers of Australia's intelligence agencies. So, just coincidentally, as he's facing vociferous opposition to these terror laws, our useful Al-Qaeda friends pop up and help the Prime Minister push through his political agenda. So he's playing the terror card.
Well, they always do. You could set your watch and warrant by the time that they come out of the little Defense Department jack-in-the-box. And you know, going back to Blair being MI5, it's now publicly known he's been MI5 all along. It's like Putin being KGB from the time he was 18 years old. It's like Bush Sr. being CIA director. They claimed, oh, he was just given the directorship. He'd never been a spy, and now it's come out. Of course, he was one right out of the Air Force, right out of the Navy after World War II, and in Dallas in 1963 on that fateful day, by the way. Nice little fellow, nice little operative, been well rewarded, and now his little son. So literally, we're just run by the intelligence agencies.
Yeah, well, they tried to create the same thing with Bush as this drunk college idiot image, which he got in the 70s. Blair had exactly the same thing. He was a dropout. you know, with the guitar, playing the guitar, the long hair, he was alternative, he was against the establishment when he was working for the establishment all along.
You're absolutely right, Paul. Come back, and when we get back, we'll get into the bird flu, we'll get into a host of other really important issues. So you'll want to stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live talking to Paul Watson. And coming up in the next segment, I will get to Ian, Shannon, Scott, and many others that are patiently holding. Paul, the bird flu. I mean, I hate to toot our horn, but we're not going to get any respect. And people still will listen to the next scam when the bird flu doesn't kill everyone this winter or early next year. I mean, so many top scientists, so many top experts are saying it is just science fiction, fraud, hoax. Those are the words that are being used. And publicly, Rumsfeld and all these top Bilderberg group members are making all this money, billions of dollars, folks, and then we're supposed to ignore it, Paul?
Well, that's right. We pointed out basically as soon as this became a big issue, the major stockholder in Tamiflu, the maker of the bird flu, avian flu vaccine, was Donald Rumsfeld. It's owned by Gilead, of which he was the former chairman. Also, George Schultz, top Bilderbergers, Davignon and De Vink also own the major stock. So I think it was 2 days ago, Fortune magazine came out and said the same thing that all the alternative news websites have been saying for a few weeks, that Rumsfeld is the main person that stands to gain from it. Could be very dangerous for him, though, because over the pond in this country, today we've had the resignation of David Blunkett, the former Home Secretary from a different office in pensions, but he was one of the main proponents of the ID card in Britain. And at that time, he was pushing for the DNA standard to be included on the national ID card. Turns out that he had undeclared stocks in a company called DNA Bioscience, which developed the technology for those kind of standards.
Now, this is very exciting. This is now, what, the seventh time in the last 8 years that they have full court press, national TV saying everyone must have it, children's cartoons saying everyone must have it. It's the same over here now. Just massive posters and billboards. You've got to have this. Oh, it'll be so great. And 80-plus percent of the Brits are against it. And to have this creature have to resign, again, the people don't want this police state. Now, over here, 90-plus percent in polls are against the national ID card, but did that stop our traitorous, larcenous, scrofulous Congress from voting it through? Almost no one voted against it. It's incredible.
Well, they've covered all the bases because now you've got your RFID chip on your passport as well. In this country, they're trying to make us believe that only 20% of the people against it, when in all the BBC polls, it shows 85% against, and in many of those polls, they've tried to skew them. It was sold on the basis of protecting our information. Turns out that the way the government's going to fund it is by selling all our information to corporations.
Well, it's always the same. This is how the Ponzi scheme works. It's the government giving out all the data. And this is admitted. You read industry publications, it's admitted. It's our government selling all this data and giving it to corporations that's causing over 80%, again, that number, of the identity theft. But they've convinced everyone it's the Internet and the corner store where all this is happening.
Exactly, and he's even had like top Microsoft officials come out and say that it would only increase identity theft. And so it's the same scheme every time. They were trying to introduce it in Australia on the back of these terror laws which we were talking about earlier. So same policies, different countries.
Well, they know what they're doing, and then when it gets worse, they're going to say, oh, we need a microchip. In fact, Tommy Thompson's already traveling the country coast to coast promoting it.
Exactly. Going back to the bird flu thing, as he mentioned, it was the Spanish government that came out and called it science fiction, their agricultural minister. The Russians have basically said the same thing. Other countries have questioned it.
Well, they said it's a scam to sell Tamiflu and to corner the poultry market, which Tyson's already dominant in. And then now we have the top Canadian scientist saying it's a complete fabrication.
Yeah, so, I mean, at that level, it's just cronyism, but when it gets to the level of using military assets on U.S. soil, as Bush announced a few weeks ago, and possibility of forced inoculations, then it's a step above cronyism, and it affects us all, so that's why we're blowing the whistle on it.
Yeah, it's not enough for them to sit there and suck everything dry and make billions apiece while they're in office, literally bleeding us like a fat hog they've hung up by its ankles. Now they want to have open dictatorship, and they can, I'm about to say they can go somewhere, but we're not putting up with it.
No, but it gives them it won't destroy any infrastructure if a pandemic occurs, so they could keep all their police day infrastructure in place and still have the mass panic required. That's why it would be so much more easy to control than, say, a nuke in Chicago or something like that. It's much more easy to control the spread of it because, I mean, everyone said it's difficult to transmit to humans anyway.
Well, it's got to come from the vicious duck. It can't come from a human yet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you again for joining us today. And look, we're the majority. 90-plus percent are against transponder-tracked toll roads on existing roads. 80-plus percent in England, 90-plus percent are against national ID cards through the state and shire and county IDs. Government still does it. 90-plus percent, it was in the high 90s, were against the New Freedom Initiative for psychological testing and drugging of every school-aged child in America from 4 to 18 by law. Now, even to be pregnant mothers in Illinois, they still do it. Almost everyone is against the national draft. They're still quietly setting up the draft boards, introducing bills, trying to get everybody prepared for it. Keeping troops who've already been in for two, three, four tours, making them stay in. Over and over and over again, they're doing the opposite of what we want. Look, I still hear talk show hosts every day on the radio going, why is the gas so priced, priced so high? Is there a scam? Is there a scam? We have the oil company's own memos going back almost 10 years where they collude to buy up and shut down refineries and restrict the size of their own refineries and cut back their production, and they say to artificially bottleneck the overabundance of oil. None of this is secret. We say the globalists carried out 9/11. We have their own battle plan, Operation Northwoods, calling for doing exactly what happened. Over and over again, we just research the facts of life, the way the world's operating. None of this is that hard. You've just got to get into it. Paul, comments on what I just stated, and then let's take some calls.
Well, it doesn't matter how many people oppose any kind of policy, because we've got the CIA run electronic voting machines anyway, and they don't care how many people oppose their policy, because, as they've said, they create their own reality. They live in their own bubble. Bush doesn't read the newspapers. His advisors tell him what's going on in the world. He's living in the Truman Show, basically, so they don't care what the people think. They don't represent us.
And, you know, that really is a big problem. They know, the architects, the controllers of this system, they know that the only out will be rioting, shooting, violence. They see that as our only out. I don't believe that's our only out. So that's why they've been massively gearing up against us for the past decade.
Well, that's right. And there's another example of that today. In Britain, again, as in Australia, they've got these terror laws on the table. And what does Ian Blair, the police chief, come out and announce? That they've prevented the terrorist attacks, but there are more attempted attacks in the pipeline. Which is blatant. He's basically saying, look, we've been nice to you so far, we've kept the wolf on the door, but if you don't let us have our way, we're going to stick him on you. It's like the old mafia analogy that you use, you know, pay us the protection money or our friend Luigi will torch your business. So they're still using basic intimidation tactics. They're not shifting sands on the tactics they use.
Oh, I knew that there was something I was forgetting, Paul, and if you can, get up on your telephone for me. You're backing off a little bit. I'm having trouble hearing you. That before we get into the new evidence, just one more little piece here. It's like a little nut you sprinkle on the sundae. I mean, it doesn't even equate to the cherry, but it does add into this whole picture. And then it does tie in with the Al-Qaeda terrorists for 6 months running around with a CIA telephone, making all their phone calls. And then they get caught and the government tries to spin it. But before we get into all that, let's recap briefly, and then we'll go to your calls. What we know about the London bombings, I mean, that's a slam dunk government op, and then tell folks the new little tidbit.
Well, to go with the new thing first, basically, Metropolitan Police actually gave a seminar where one of the discussion points focused around the fact that none of the so-called suicide bombers fitted the profile of terrorists, and that their behavior as filmed on the day of the attacks was totally unlike a terrorist would act. First, he talks about how odd it is for a terrorist to make a public scene by arguing with a cashier about being shortchanged, as happened. What does that remind us of? The hijacker who had a blazing row at the airport over his rental car right before 9/11. The spokesman's quote was, quote, Tanweer also played a game of cricket the night before he travelled down to London. Now, are these the actions of someone who is going to blow themselves up the next day? I've seen the CCTV footage of these people. They do not appear to be on their way to commit any crime at all. The Russell Square bomber, Haseeb Hussain, is actually seen going into shops and bumping into people prior to his attack, the expert said. So on the back of this, again, we've put out another compilation of the evidence that these guys had no idea what they were part of.
And by the way, a lot of different criminologists in England, in Germany, in the U.S., right after it happened, saw the footage and said they're not acting like criminals. There's body language, folks, especially when you're about to kill yourself. Now, we have footage of other suicide bombers, and their eyes are bugging out of their heads. They're sweating. They're hyperventilating. They're chanting. I mean, you know, these guys are out playing cricket, laughing, having a good time, on the cell phone, waving, you know, waddling about. And then we have the police, and we have witnesses, and we have workers, and we have drivers, that the bombs were being blown up from beneath the trains.
Yep, all the bombers had round-trip tickets from Luton to London and back again, so they'd also paid for long-term parking in Luton. They expected to come back.
And we also have a SWAT who's been fingered by the FBI as one of the top Al-Qaeda members back in the mid-90s. And the British government, it turns out he's MI6. They've been paying him and protecting him. This is not even debatable. He's the guy making calls to, quote, all of the bombers on both events, on the 7th and then on the 21st.
Well, yeah, he's actually trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon in 99, and the Justice Department told the Seattle prosecutors to back off him, to leave him alone. And then we're told he's the so-called mastermind behind the London bombings. And then Scotland Yard says, whoops, I mistake, he wasn't the mastermind, after it turned out he was linked to MI6. With the bombing itself, there's no suicide notes or videotape messages until after the bombing, where this video is discovered, with one of the bombers talking about the bombing. They asked the family members about the tape, and they all said it was faked.
Well, it's worse than that. We have a drill at the exact same locations, exact same place, exact same time. You can't even pronounce the number, folks, the chance, okay? And, I mean, it's got 48 zeros on it. That this would happen just by a 10-year meme. We could have done a universal meme, and it would have been a number bigger than any number ever known. I mean, this is insane. And we always have these exact same drills at the exact same time, Paul, to be a cover.
Exactly. And the behavior of the bombers themselves, they were called happy hikers by one policeman after seeing the CCTV cameras. They all left their personal documents at the exact locations of the bomb site.
Oh, but then the feds screwed up, MI6 screwed up, and left one guy's IDs at two separate bombing locations.
Yeah. So it's just like the passport that floated down from the World Trade Center on 9/11 and the passport found in a Pennsylvania debris field, which was 8 miles wide on 9/11. The so-called bus bomber, jihadist and hater of all things Western, stopped off for a Big Mac at McDonald's before blowing himself up. Again, not the profile of a terrorist. They said the final word, basically, on the bombings was that they were synchronized attacks. That wasn't known until about 5 days after the bombings, but for some reason, the Israeli Mossad knew it within hours of the bombings, which is how they were able to warn Benjamin Netanyahu not to leave his hotel to go to a site near one of the bombings in Liverpool Street.
And that was in the Associated Press. Then they tried to deny it, but then, guess what? Mossad confirmed it in the major German papers in a sit-down TV interview. The head of Mossad said, yes, we gave him, eight-minute warning, wasn't it?
Yeah, they confirmed it, and then it was in the Jerusalem Post that the government had told all the Mossad agents to shut up about it, and if asked any information about the London bombings, just to not respond. That was in the Jerusalem Post.
And literally, folks, there are about 100 other points. Well, there's more than that. I mean, we probably wrote 30 articles on this, each article dozens of points. There's no way to go through. It would take 3 hours to do. I'm making a film about it. But it just never ends. And now we catch Brits, MI6's military arm, SAS, Special Air Services, the British precursor to Delta Force, these elite guys dressed up like Muslims running around shooting people and full of a car full of suicide bombs, and we've caught Israelis doing the same thing. I mean, it just never ends, Paul.
Yeah, and in a lot of the kidnapping cases, the victims were reported that they were abducted by white men in suits. That was the case with Ken Bigley, I think, and the female Italian that got kidnapped as well.
Paul, I want you to think about this hard, and this is the last question. We will go to Ian and Sharon and everybody else that's patiently holding, Scott and others, because I think about this all the time. Why psychologically are they doing it on purpose? Because I know the Zarqawi thing is on purpose. I mean, it's now finally something we reported on 2 years ago. Literally 2 years ago, folks, you can go read the articles on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now is all over Daily Show. It's on CNN. It's in major publications that Zarqawi's been killed dozens of times and captured dozens of times, and his lieutenants have been captured and killed dozens of times, and they kill a number two guy every 5 days on average. I mean, now it's, why are they on purpose saying they kill him over and over again and capture him, but never even then question the last 10 times they did it? I mean, you know, never say, oh, we didn't kill him that time, we killed him this time. Well, we didn't kill him that time, we killed him this time. There's no retractions anymore. There's no... It's just frothing lies. I mean, is it just what? I mean, what is it? Why are they lying on purpose? Like wanting to be caught on purpose?
I don't know if it's on purpose, but each time, for example, Al-Zarqawi is killed, you know, it gets reported in foreign newspapers and stuff, the Pentagon just doesn't respond to it, and then, you know, a few months later they'll capture somebody else who's supposedly being killed, and there's just no reference or mention of the previous news story. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, the case with the number three Al-Qaeda guy, it turned out that he was a totally different guy with a similar name, and the original Al-Qaeda number three in Iraq is still out there. There was no
retraction
on that either.
Exactly, but there's also been a couple of different events where they stage arrest of CIA operatives who they say have been carrying out terror, and then it's a minor footnote a month later, oh, he was really CIA, they were protecting his anonymity.
Well, they actually got in a bit of a pickle over one of them because they supposedly captured a top Al-Qaeda commander. And then it was Moussaoui in his trial that called this same guy to give testimony in his trial. And the Pentagon basically for 2 years said no because they hadn't captured him and the evidence came out that he was still out there. But they had earlier put out this fake story that had been captured. When he was called to trial, they said no because they hadn't actually got him. So they
I heard a neocon on with Harry Brown's great radio show on Genesis on Saturday nights, and I had to call in. And this neocon had been a former staffer of Ron Paul. He was on there attacking Ron Paul, too. It was disgusting. And I called in, and this guy was literally saying, we found a chemical weapons laboratory in northern Iraq. We found the 747 for the training. And, of course, all that came out days after. It was a bakery. Troops went there. It turned out that jet wasn't a terrorist training camp. It was a private airport. You know, they just lie, and with some junk sitting there. You know, that's all over the U.S., too, all over Europe. You know, these junk planes sitting out by old airports. So it just never ends, Paul. I mean, but these neocons are still on the radio quoting the same bull.
Well, it's like the bioweapon trucks that turned out to be for blowing up helium. That came out a couple of weeks later. It was totally discredited in all the big British newspapers. And, yeah, I still hear them talking about it, that weapons of mass destruction were found. So that's all they do. They just
these were British-made. These were British-made for pumping up surveillance blimps.
Yeah.
British-made with the serial numbers. Our troops knew day one. It was even British troops that liberated it. They knew exactly what this was. I mean, this is a piece of our equipment in the weapons dictionary. It, you know, it isn't like the Weapons Encyclopedia. Let's take calls here. People have been holding long enough. Let's talk to Ian in Ontario, then Sharon and others. Go ahead, Ian. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
You're coming in very clear in your new facilities on the shortwave. This morning, there was a rather ominous story as the last item on the CBC Radio News World Report, and that was that Iran today has recalled some 20 of its overseas ambassadors. The CBC radio spin on this was that this was just a hardline Iranian administration removing liberal elements in the diplomatic corps. But even by the Western partisan political dynamic, it doesn't make sense to make a move like this.
Well, let me just tell you, I mean, give you the background. I'm sure you already know this, showing a smart guy. I'm not trying to jump in on you, but this is important. Number one, Israel said they may attack them any day. Number two, our own government said they may, and there's been a major gear up. Number three, they are starting enrichment today. They have announced 2 days ago they're going to start enrichment today. And there was one other point I was going to make about all the... Oh, and Iran now has gotten more hardline, saying they want to destroy Israel and knock it off the map. So they're escalating, and they're saying, let's get it on. And this is a very, very serious escalation. And I think they've gotten intel from sources I have that they're going to be attacked anyway, and they're just ready to go. They're ready to rock.
That's the background I wanted, Alex. Does Paul Joseph Watson, with his seven-hour lead, have anything to contribute to this story?
Well, yeah, as Alex said, they know they're going to be attacked. What we should fear most is the response of Russia, because they've not only got financial investment in those reactors, but a geopolitical one as well. And all along the line, Russia have defended Iran. In recent weeks, there was speculation that Russia were backing away. I don't really believe that for a second. So that's the true escalation when Russia and China get involved. But obviously,
Russia
don't care anymore.
Russia was in the UN yesterday saying they back up Iran. Go ahead.
You guys, who do you think is going to move first, the Anglo-American alliance or Iran?
Oh, I don't think Iran's going to move first. I think the globalists, as so many congressmen and CIA analysts have said, are going to carry out an event. Listen, 3 days after we told Iran, we wrote an article to Iran, and we're not tooting our horn, folks. We get millions of readers a day, and we said, you better go public about our government being behind the terror, or they're going to do it and blame it on you. And then the top government official came out, along with the top mullah, and said, yes, the U.S. may carry out an attack and blame it on us. That's the last thing we'll do. We're peaceful. We don't want to fight. We've been over for the U.N. There's nothing weaponized here. Your own CIA says 10 years. We're tired of it. And again, I'm not saying Iran's perfect, folks, but our government created this. They removed Mossadegh, who was our friend, who was free market, who was good. They carried out terror attacks and blamed it on him. In 1953, they caused the Ayatollah Khomeini to come in after the abusive Shah. And you know, this is, Iran isn't bothering anybody, folks. The reason we're pushing all these people around is because they are more of a pushover than China or North Korea. This is nothing but bullying and thieving and stealing. And a lot of you good old boys sitting in your easy chairs that want to kill some Arabs or kill some Persians, you better figure out geopolitical systems and realize this is going to hurt us, folks. This is not good for any of our children. It's not good for America. Since when did America stomp around everywhere attacking everybody?
Do you think that the Americans are going to move against Iran?
I don't know what's going to – listen, it could be that they're pulling in ambassadors because they think there's spies in their ambassador corps. That's done routinely. But, you know, the last time – you know, the Japanese pulled their ambassadors 5 days before Pearl Harbor. I don't know what's going to happen. But we know a lot of things are coming to a head right now. We're at a crossroads, a zenith, a flashpoint, a critical mass. We're at a very, very serious point right now. And we'll comment more on this on the other side, and then we'll continue with Sharon and Scott and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Paul Joseph Watson riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, PersonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, big, a big study just came out in England about how some of the highest levels of criminality are found in the police, major government think tank, slash private think tank, and how the government looks for criminals. Exactly. If you're in East Germany or you're in communist Russia or China or you're in any corrupt regime, you look for criminals. And so they're weeding out the good cops worldwide and putting in men that will eat your guts and ask for seconds. It'll break your family up. It'll knock your teeth out. It'll take your guns. And our answer to all that tyranny is the Second Amendment, which is a insurance policy. Some good news on the Second Amendment coming up. We're about to go to Sharon here in just a moment. But before I do that, folks, we got a bunch of new specials. Infowars.com, pro-Second Amendment, anti-Arnold, you name it, 1984. T-shirts for $9.95 a piece when you get multiple T-shirts. $15 a piece when you get them by themselves. But huge, huge, huge discounts right now. And we also have huge discounts on my DVDs and on my books and other books and videos and books on tape we carry. Go to InfoWars.com. Take advantage of these. Three DVDs. Two of the films are almost 3 hours long. Well, one is 3 hours long. The other's almost three. And the other's 2 hours long for $44.95. That's like a $30 discount. Those are the top of specials. There's a whole bunch of specials, over 10 specials, right now on the website that you need to go take advantage of. They'll only be there for the next month and a half or so. So InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, over a year and a half in operation, we're even upgrading the servers this weekend so we have better service and streaming and downloading for you. As we go through some growing pains here, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for all my videos, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, my videos several weeks before they're even released on DVD. It's all there. It's all available right now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And that address will only be good for a couple more weeks, folks, because I'm in my new office now. You can't see me at the old office. You never could see me. It's a mail drop-off spot, but I will be physical here very, very soon for you. So please take action and get the films and get them out to people. Sharon in Florida, thank you for holding like a real trooper. You're on the air, Sharon, with Paul Watson.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to let y'all know, were you aware of what happened last night in the House? Our whole government about came down. They were telling about all the lies. They were talking about all the corruption. Both sides were at it. And, I mean, they were totally fed up with it all.
Well, what you have is they're fighting with each other with their own slop.
Well, no, I mean, not fighting with each other. They were all attacking the administration. Not each other, the administration.
Well, I did talk about that in the first 15 minutes, but I've got a clip. I've got two news clips. I'm going to play those, and we're going to talk.
It's great. It really is.
No, I it is at a certain level, but Paul, why don't you explain to her the birdcage liner effect?
Well, yes. You remember back in June, Downing Street memo, everybody was saying that would bring the Bush administration down. You had a bunch of Democrats packed into this tiny room, and that was the supposed frontier of bringing the government down. Same with this indictment thing. They burn some little minion like Scooter Libby. Rove's still under investigation, and I hate to be pessimistic, but I don't really think it's going anywhere. It's a distraction.
Well, even if they do, Bush and his people are mid-level minions, folks, and then this all makes us feel good, and ooh, we're in there fighting them. Tell you what, stay there. No, we'll come back to you. We're starting the third hour right now. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.